The Holy Gospel is written in the 15th chapter, the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the first verse. Glory be to thee. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them a parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, in reading the Gospel lesson this week and thinking about it, a question arose in my mind. And that question is God fair? Think about it. Life isn't always fair. The evil seem to prosper often, and the good always seem to die young. And so, if life is not fair, is God fair? Well, I came to the conclusion that no, God is not fair. And that answer may surprise you, but think about it for a moment. Fair means to give people what they are due. For example, a fair judge sentences people according to the severity of their crimes. The worse the crime, the more severe the punishment. A fair referee calls the same fouls against show favor to one team over the other. And so based on that definition of fair, God is not fair. God does not sentence us according to the severity of our crimes. In fact, if he did, we would all be damned to hell. And there would be no human race. God would have wiped us off the pages of history a long time ago. If God were fair, he would call all the fouls against us. And perhaps God calls the fouls. But then God picks up the flag. If we but accept what Christ teaches, God forgives us. Instead of exacting a penalty for infractions of the rules of life, God gives us yardage. Is God fair? No, God is not fair because God is merciful and God is gracious. Well, God is not fair, and his son Jesus Christ is also not fair. In fact, Jesus got into a lot of trouble for not being fair. The religious people, the ones who tried to follow all the rules, they got mad at Jesus because he was spending time with and working miracles and wonders with sinners. The church people cried out, "That's not fair. I've done all the right things in my life, and I've gone to church, and I've paid my dues, and I've tried to do what is right, and what does this prophet do? He goes around with prostitutes and publicans and thieves and sinners, and he heals them. What about us?" Well, Jesus told them a parable. And Jesus said, "Which of you, having a 100 sheep and losing one, does not leave the 99 and look for the one that's lost?" Well, I'm no shepherd. I'm a city boy. But frankly, if I had 100 sheep and just one was lost, I would keep my eye on the remaining 99 and make sure none of them got lost too. I would count my losses and take care of the sheep that had not wandered off. After all, it was that sheep's fault for wandering off. But Jesus says that a good shepherd would leave the 99 and find the lost sheep. And then the shepherd would rejoice. In the same way, all heaven rejoices more over the salvation of one sinner than over 99 righteous people. Well, just in case they didn't get it yet and they missed the point, Jesus told another parable. What widow, having 10 silver coins and losing one, does not turn the house upside down looking for it? Well, in my great wisdom, I would say, it's in the house and will turn up sooner or later. But the point is that God does not have the same attitude about people that I have about coins. God diligently seeks to find the lost. And that's not fair. Unlike the sheep and coins, people wander off of their own free will. It's their fault for getting lost in the first place. They shouldn't have gotten messed up with the wrong people or doing the wrong thing. Is it fair to God for God to spend so much effort on the lost? Well, God was not fair to Paul. Paul himself writes to Timothy that he had been a blasphemer. You know the story, but let me remind you, Paul had been a Pharisee. And as a young man, he terribly persecuted Christians. In fact, he had been there and watched over the first martyr, Stephen, being stoned to death. And the Bible says he approved the killing. Yet we know Paul as the apostle to the Gentiles and the inspired author of over half of the New Testament. Well, that's not fair. Here was one who persecuted Christ, who murdered by his own admission, and yet God blessed him and gave him an important task to perform in spreading the gospel. Is that fair? Such people ought to be made examples of, not rewarded. And yet Paul says that God did make an example of him. He says that God made of him an example of God's grace and mercy. Well, God was not fair to John Newman either. John Newman was a slave ship captain. He personally supervised the shipping of thousands, maybe tens of thousands of Africans in chains. And death was a very common part of the passage from Africa to North America. Slaves were packed in so tight that many of them died. And these deaths were just written off as acceptable losses in a trading venture. Well, John Newton was personally responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. He was also an instrument in the enslavement of even more. What is the just punishment for such people, you might ask? Perhaps special torments should be devised for them to experience in hell. Maybe he should be made to spend eternity in the hold of a slave ship. But John Newton repented, and he gave his life to Christ. And believe it or not, God forgave John Newton. John Newton was made an example of God's grace. And he wrote a poem about it. Maybe you've heard it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost and now am found, was blind, but now I see. Later on, John Newton eventually became an Anglican priest. God is not fair, and I praise God for not being fair. If God was fair, we would all be in trouble. But God is not fair because God is merciful. God is not fair because God graciously shows favor to all who put their faith in Christ. But you know, most people forget to praise God. Jesus pointed out that all of heaven praises God when just one sinner is unfairly forgiven. Paul said he thanked God for unfairly forgiving him and making him an apostle. And we can all see the depth of John Newton's gratitude to God for saving him. Is God fair? Praise God, no. Since God is not fair, then let's make our lives an example of praise and thankfulness to God. Let us, like the angels and Paul and John Newton, have an attitude of gratitude. Life is not fair, and God is not fair. But while life is hard, God is merciful. Amen.